The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Adam Costi, everybody!
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
What's the problem? What happened?
I saw a bug.
I meant to do that. Where'd my beer go? No, give me my beer. Steal my beer?
You know, we act drunk. We act drunk.
No, seriously, I lost my beer.
It's definitely shook up.
Oh, okay. So, careful.
You also just lost your chair. Don't try to sit on that.
Yeah. I put this here for a reason.
Yeah, remember how you brought a towel up because you were sweating too much? And it turned out it was because you were going to knock over all your drinks? We actually just had stools up here, but Dave insisted on having a table for his laptop because he's the man we go to for references.
Yeah.
Dave, you want to start this one, seeing as how you kind of did already?
Hey, everybody. Seriously, whose is this? Is it yours?
Whose is this? Did you ruin your computer?
No, I don't need my computer.
You just need a table in front of you to hold your beer?
Yeah. Duh. What else am I supposed to do with it? What's going on with this mic? What's your problem, Kyle?
You know what's fun? Is that Dave's the one who's usually nervous about how these live ones are going to go.
Very nervous.
Listen, well, what's going to go on? Is he going to bring us up? What are we going to talk about first? And then you come up here and just act like a fucking stepdad in a gorilla suit and kick shit over. Like, well, if I ain't getting custody of the kids, nobody is.
Did you ever
scoot
find
over?
That beer?
You have people heckling
Did you, ever find
you.
That beer?
You have people heckling you to just scoot over because they're nervous about how close you are to the edge of the
how
stage.
How am I doing? Am I good? I got this much? That much. This much? That much? I can't go backwards at all.
Somebody
I got it.
Somebody make sure to look back on that Zoom recorder and make sure the red light's on that this is being recorded. Because guess what, Dave? This is all going on the episode.
Oh, did we start already? Oh, damn it, Kyle, you always hit
oh,
start.
Oh, boy, didn't I catch
me.
You again this time.
Yeah.
You got thumbs for toes right now. That's not even, that sounds like a Dutch phrase that got translated into English. He's so clumsy, he's got thumbs for toes. That's not even a real thing. And this is only going to be audio for most people.
Yeah.
But we can just describe what happened.
Uh-huh. Give us a play-by-play.
We haven't started the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And everything you requested to be on stage so you can be the reference center of our podcast that has nothing to do with facts ever. Well, how am I going to look at my laptop unless there's a table in front of me? You just knock that off the stage.
It's okay. Calm down.
I've seen punk bands that have better composure.
I'm good. This is the second show of the night. What do you want from me?
The second show.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Losers. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Boogie Monster. Yeah. That was all choreographed. I knew exactly what I was doing. You all fell for it because you're all stupid.
Well, this episode has taken a turn early on.
I'm good.
You were so worried about the second show.
I was like, what are we going to talk about? And you're like, hey, just go up there and fall down.
No, I said wing it.
That's open to interpretation. Hey, shout out to the people that wandered into the green room. And like seven different people just, hey, what are you doing in here? Just eating an avocado sandwich. The people by, just wandering
by
in.
By rights, we're in Portland, so we're playing in a building where everything just looks like you can walk into the room. Like, there's no designated areas. This used to be a hospital.
High school.
I mean, fucking, yeah. Just, this used to be and fill in whatever the fuck you want, but now it's a bar. Welcome to Portland. This used to be my stepdad's house. Now I'm watching a fucking Minor Threat cover band. But they only got mandolins. That's the thing about Portland. You can make all the jokes about Portland, and the next day there's brand new jokes you can make about Portland. You know what, Dave? I'm going to let you take the handle on this one.
Oh, yeah? That's a smart idea. Where should we eat breakfast tomorrow, Portland?
Shut the fuck up. Okay. That's going to be on the last episode we talked about.
Huh? Cameo Cafe?
Miss Delta.
That sounds made up.
Look at what you did. Look at what you did.
I didn't do it. Huh? We gotta eat something tomorrow, don't we? So just wander around uninformed?
This is like yelling out, who's the hottest 80s sitcom mom I should bang in Spokane?
That's not a bad question.
All right. Let's just try and fucking strap down some of the activity here.
This is your idea.
How about a big hand for Adam Posse?
Hell yeah. How funny was he?
He's going to come up here, and we're going to try and get this other chair you
Your chair's
off
down
the
here,
stage.
Adam, when you come up. Just so you know. Make a note of it. It's not on the stage.
Adam, we got you.
It's on the ground.
Don't worry about it, buddy. We got you.
There you go. That's my job.
Somebody belched louder than we would have into a microphone.
Hey, that's my line. How you doing, Kyle? What's your problem?
I've never been in this line of questioning before from you. Clearly, you have an aggressive stance.
No, I'm good, buddy.
You came up here and luggage tested the whole stage.
It's a very small area. I honestly have no idea what happened. Did I knock the table forward and then the beer went flying? I'm still worried about the fucking rogue beer that's somewhere. I gave this guy a beer, dropped mine, and I was like, give me that back. Oh, I thought you gave me the beer I gave. Sorry.
You've sweat through more denim than Bruce Springsteen at this point, Dave.
I thought you said you was all right, Spider. All right.
I mean,
I'm fine. I'm not drunk. Just getting started.
Listen, it's
fine, officer.
It's about time Dave had his own fan club.
I'm good.
In your defense, the table you requested is on wheels.
Yeah, that's not my fault.
Hey, you see a table, you should be able to bump into it a little bit without it rolling off the stage with all your drinks on.
That was my line of thinking.
Well, I guess welcome to the Boogie Monster.
Yeah. What did you expect?
Well,
do it!
Yeah, I mean, we know.
There we go. Do it.
There's a guy in the back that made me a sweet handcrafted leather belt. Why are you sad about that? I was complimenting you. Well, You spelled everything wrong on it.
What? That's not even a real fucking word.
He was just... Like you like this record called Boogada Boogada Boogada.
Oh, it's which that's is the one from a while back.
It's an early Screeching Weasel album.
Yeah.
No, it was a beautiful belt. It was a beautiful belt. And tell me your whole full proper name because you did some fantastic leather work.
My name is Papa Smash.
Of course it is.
Man, I'm trying to get you paid so you can get that beard trimmed. And you're going to tell me your real name is Papa Smash?
I don't think that's his name.
Good luck with whatever bugs live on your face after this. But Papa Smash made me a delightful belt.
Thanks,
he's
Mr.
like,
Smash.
I heard one time you like this band called Boogity Boogity Boogity. And he just gave me a belt that said as much, and I still love the belt because it has nothing to do with anything in my life. And I was like, well, a guy just gave me a belt that he spent time making that just has the weirdest phrase on it whatsoever. Right on, Papa Smash.
He's a crazy.
No, now you're Papa Smash. You fucked up. You're about to get free advertisement to 57 people, which is less of whom are in this room. My mom's name is Diana. Here's Doogity Doogity Doogity. I stamped it on a brooch.
What is a brooch? I never quite understood what a brooch
is. It's like
was.
A big pin.
Hmm. All right.
This is what people come to the Boogie Monster for.
Yeah.
The hard-hitting questions. What's a brooch? It's like a real complicated pin.
Where do you get a brooch?
How do you get one?
Yeah, I mean, where do you get one? You get that at Macy's or what?
Oh, I mean, I think you just inherit it.
Ah.
I think there's like five of them. And then if you're real nice to your nana, you can have a brooch.
That's pretty cool.
You're right to leave right now.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I was like, they're not getting into anything yet. I may as well go get another craft beer.
Yeah. You guys go to that fancy rooftop bar?
That was nice up there. Portland,
cool.
Portland's got their shit together. Nobody needs to make any jokes about Portland. You're doing great. All the jokes about Portland, everybody's exhausted on. You're doing great. It's a wonderful city. And I'm sorry that you guys became so great. People are going to ruin it for you. And that's the plight of being awesome. You guys did a good job. Like, you did a good job as a city. So good that people are going to ruin it. Which is like a weird lesson of like, oh, you know what would be really great? This thing. Let's do two tiers less than that thing to make sure somebody from Tampa doesn't come here.
Ugh.
And say, you know what? I can come here and also open a baby clothes store. You got to do two tiers less of what the best thing is to preserve your existence.
Okay.
You know. Well, Dave, what do you want out of me, man?
I don't know, man. I'm just glad to be here. Last time I was in Portland was 4 years ago, and I was on a diet. And I'm not
Dave
anymore.
Made air quotes for the people listening.
Yeah.
Audio,
yeah, yeah.
Audio.
But not anymore, baby. Audio. Remember, we were at that comedy festival that was sponsored by Voodoo Donuts. Everywhere I turned, there was goddamn donuts and pizza and free beer, and I couldn't have any of it. And
oh, that's right.
Not anymore.
Oh, wait, can you talk about, is it a breach of contract about how you did a vegan diet?
Fuck that contract and fuck those guys.
Okay, well, but you haven't talked about this ever.
Now, this is,
okay, we all, that's Dave.
Yeah, hey, I'm Dave, everybody. Yeah.
But we know Dave.
Yeah, you know Dave.
What people don't know is that Dave did a contract about, don't worry, when somebody walks in through the light, it's like an eclipse, and we all think that God is showing up and cursing us for our choices. You've forsaken your mothers on this special day. Dave, you did for how many months?
I did a 90-day raw vegan smoothie diet.
Now, that sounds like a prison punishment for anybody here. Ugh. But think about it's Dave.
Yeah.
Dave did that. Look at Dave.
Yeah.
And you fucking stuck to it, dude. You stuck to it.
Only because there were bonus incentives involved. Well, I got
money.
I got money.
Straight fucking money.
Like every like 15 pounds that I lost, I got bonuses.
Oh, it was every 15 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, they had like, it was like a real shitty NBA contract. And, No, I don't know why. They ran out of money in post production. That's what they thought.
Yeah,
but it's still on IMDb. It keeps getting pushed back every year. Like, I filmed this shit in 2014, and then it's like 2015, and then
that's because they need you to get down to your fucking fighting weight to be able to promote
it
again.
I lost 56 goddamn pounds.
You did.
And then I gained it all back just to fuck them. Just to stick it to him.
You would make fantastic meals at your house. That was back when Dave had his apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For that year that Dave lived within walls. But you would make these fantastic Southern meals and just watch people eat them in a real predatory manner.
Yeah.
You'd watch somebody eat baked mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a pedophile sitting the legal limit away from a playground, just like, oh.
Then I just make them burp in my face.
Just smacking your lips.
Yeah.
Ugh. If I knew the cops weren't watching me, I'd take a stroll closer to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like.
But you held to it. You held to it, man.
Well, it's not willpower. It was just like, we'll give you a bunch of money. And it's like, well, I don't have any of that, so okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we were all, in a weird way, proud of you.
Yeah, and they paid for me and Kyle to go to Hawaii. So.
Yeah, this is the big end show of the thing was Dave was going to have a vegan luau on the beach in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So me and Ryan Singer got to be the special guests.
Yeah. And then.
That was a shit show.
Yeah.
Of epic proportions.
Thank God we had Pete Holmes to pull it all together. Just fucking complained the whole time.
He came and went. Yeah, we just shit on Pete Holmes.
That's all right. He's okay. Life's tough. I gotta.
Where you want to go? This is those moments where you tell me, like, this is where you cover the mic and say, like, I think I want to edit this part.
He doesn't care.
So I'm not sure about my career right now.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You can say it. He showed up, but I wound up. I don't know why we were all just in the water. We were in the water for 6 hours drinking rum and cokes, and I just took my swimsuit off.
Yeah, like, we all got naked.
Like, if we're just going to be in warm water in Hawaii, like as real pals, like why are we covering up our genitals?
Yeah.
And that's where I went with it. And I don't know if that's... I don't know why that was where I went, but it just seemed like it was very... It just seemed like it was the islands, and this... Like, nobody's ashamed of who you are. And so I took my dick out.
Well, that was the first time that night you took your dick out.
Yeah,
we got a little too close in the ocean, and then to kind of, like, wash that off of us, metaphorically... We went back up to the hotel room
and started rubbing bait.
No, we Van Halen the shit out of our hotel room. We had a fucking Royal Rumble. Me, Kyle, and Ryan Singer.
Then
Ryan.
Well, no, this all
balls.
Started. This all started from Dave Stone. All right.
No, I wanted the rug burn. Listen.
Like, rarely in your life do you get put in a position where you're like, holy shit, you look around, and you're like, oh, you got some of your best friends with you. And we're in, like, Waikiki Beach, Hawaii. It's the first time I was in Hawaii, first time you're out. I'd say the first time for us. We're in Hawaii only because you are a little bit less fat than you used to be.
Yeah. To put it more poetically, Kyle said, I can't believe we're in Hawaii because Dave's not as fat as he used to be.
That's why we were there.
Yeah, it's true.
But then we're just in at a resort on Waikiki Beach. That's the poster you see in a hotel room of a hotel that wishes it was anywhere near Why, Kiki? And you just see like two like a hot babe on the shoulders of somebody else on a longboard, like Waikiki Beach. But we're there. We're there in the physical location. And now we're in a hotel room. Like, holy shit, I can't believe we're all here. Just some dipshit friends. And we're in fucking Hawaii. It's an amazing place. It's an overwhelming place to see. And then you're in there, and you just say, I don't experience pain. And then me and Ryan Singer are like, there's no way that's a real statement. Can we hip check you on that right now? And you were like, absolutely. So my rube move was like, how about a real wicked Indian burn? Ooh. And I grab your arm, and I'm like going hard, like I'm pulling hairs out.
All that did was give me a boner.
You were like looking at the room service menu with your other arm. You didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's great.
And I was like, man, I don't think he does feel pain. And then Ryan Singer kicked you in the balls.
Just right in the balls.
Out of nowhere, like, I think he's right. He doesn't feel pain. And he just hauled off and fucking top foot slapped your nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I went down hard.
All right, and then Singer and I got real scared because we ruined your statement. You're like, I don't feel pain. Then he kicked your balls and you fell down and we're like, oh, we just punched Dad.
Yeah. Then we wrestled for a bit. And I threw a mattress on top of both of them.
Wrestled for a bit meant Singer and I cowered in the corner of a hotel room on Waikiki Beach while fucking Stone roid-rated. No roids in his body, not to make the obvious, but come on. They don't just go to your stomach.
Here's the part that he never retells and recants.
Recounts?
Recounts? Recants. I know what I'm doing.
We're all loose. We're playing loose.
After I pretend...
Slow and loose.
After we WWE'd the whole fucking hotel room, I guess I went a little too far because Kyle got upset. And once he came to, the way to pay me back, and this is totally true. We never talked about this.
Oh, boy.
Kyle
all right.
Takes out his penis. This is totally true. And proceeds to rub it... over every possession that I have inside the hotel room. My luggage, my toiletry bag, my computer, my fucking earbuds. He wrapped my earbuds around his dick.
I did.
He lassoed his dick with my goddamn earbuds.
I fucking Australian huntered your earbuds around my dick. I totally forgot about this.
And I'm just watching it, and I'm like, well, what can I do?
I crocodile dunned your earbuds around all my genitals. I fucking, and I fucking whipped him around.
What, am I supposed to stop him? Gonna wrestle his dick out of his hands?
I can't do that.
I
forgot about that. I forgot about that one entirely.
So,
yeah,
don't cross him.
I fucking bungee balled. I fucking woo-choo-choo.
I just had to say, this went on for like 10 minutes. This was an elaborate...
That's how they catch squirrels in the bush.
Yeah.
But I caught my nuts with your fucking beets.
Everything I had... Now had Kyle's dick on it.
Yeah,
we're,
man.
We're good pals.
Well.
Lucky.
Lucky. I guess we'll start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our special guest for the evening, Adam Posse, everybody.
Here's his chair.
Hold on, Adam.
Kyle knocked over your chair.
Yeah, Kyle did. I can just stand.
Hold my beer.
I got it. You guys want a beer? There you go. Have that.
We'll edit it all out.
Watch the edge there.
Now, we all got the edge, Dave.
Okay.
Hello again.
You guys remember Adam?
Did anyone here come to both shows?
He took your beer.
Kyle took my drink for the second time tonight.
Oh, sure. Yeah, tell me that story. Well, this is how this night started off.
So we were upstairs. Me and Kyle both grabbed a drink ticket, and we went up to get drinks. Kyle was chatting with some people. I went and grabbed a shot, and Kyle had a beer in his hand. And so I went to toast my shot to Kyle's beer out of respect and camaraderie.
I'm sorry.
And acknowledgement. And thanks for the good treatment that he's given me in all of our interactions. And what Kyle did,
snatch
the shot out of my hand and thank me for it.
I just usurped a drink.
You usurped the fuck out of it.
I'm sorry about that, man. I you were just handing it out to me.
I held it so high.
You didn't say any cool terms like your fake kid's name or nothing.
I did say Manawea, which is the Samoan toast. It's Samoan for cheers. But also, when someone says a foreign word and holds a drink above your shoulder level, what is your
assumption? I'm a little guy. Above my shoulder level is just the way everybody else holds drinks.
So how many beers have you been jumping and snatching throughout all of your life?
Also, what's the term? I'm Manawea. That's just what people mumble in America. How's it going?
If you gave a toast
good
right
to
now
see
in your current
I'm
state,
Manawea.
It sounds real natural coming out.
You don't
of
know what though. It sounds. You know, yeah, it sounds like, oh, thanks for the drink. So, I was real sorry about it.
No, I thought it was hilarious. Well, the best part was Kyle wasn't aware of what he did, and so he's like, "Oh, cool, we're doing shots." And then I was like, "All right, we'll do shots. Can I get your drink ticket that you brought up so I can get another shot?" And it was like, "Oh, this guy gives me a drink and wants the ticket for it now." And I was like, "No one gave you a drink."
I fucked up on so many ways. I'm sorry.
No, man, thanks for having me.
Well, all right. Who reprimanded me from the audience?
Kyle.
Who just acted disappointed from the audience? Kyle.
Aw, Kyle.
What, fucking you don't know me? Come on.
Who was just possessed?
I know it's Mother's Day. I don't need her here. Kyle.
It
Trust
was
me,
so
I've heard that enough in my own head.
Who was that, and are you a mother in real life, which this is not?
Oh, thank you.
Oh. All right, that's enough.
Nobody's hearing
this. He's okay.
It was a nice lady being sweet.
Yeah.
Boy, this really brought it to a real place. And nobody on this stage knows how to deal with that.
Just
sincere emotion and an outpouring of a real love.
Shut up,
and
lady.
We're all uncomfortable with it.
I like how me and Dave jumped in and made ourselves part of the praise that was clearly going just to you.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we'll snatch that praise too. Like, yeah. It's a drink you're trying to toast us with.
It's my whole career.
Well, why don't you fucking losers work a little harder and earn it, all right? That came off real cold. And this
it's okay.
Boy, everything got strange. Anyway, this show's called The Boogie Monster, and it's normally about things that. When did we just give up on what this show's supposed to be about? I mean, do you and Dave just want to talk about food?
Or? I do want to talk about food.
Are you guys talking about breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah, I still don't know where we're
going
to go.
Is it haunted breakfast? I'm out.
I asked this in the first show and nobody could answer it. I saw, where were we? A couple days ago, we were somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, and I saw an advertisement for authentic Northwestern cuisine, but I still don't know what that is.
Salmon.
Is it just salmon?
what a hard affirmation. Salmon!
I mean, is that literally
all the ways
it?
You could eat it? Salmon!
Okay.
If you're from Seattle, then authentic Northwestern cuisine is a cup of coffee and then an English muffin with a brand new condo between it.
Also salmon.
Also salmon. And
Is that literally
grab
it,
locks,
nothing
if you
else?
Will.
They just throw it at
salmon
you.
That you can't afford.
Really?
Yeah, they put salmon on everything.
You ever
seen it on a bagel?
Yeah, what is
yeah.
Locks.
Why are you asking about...
Did you really just act incredulous? You ever seen salmon on a bagel? I mean, like, what the fuck? Apparently, there's like a couple... There's like six people called Jews.
Okay, you saw
and they straight up put it on another type of food they also invented. I'm just getting sick of these microcosm indigenous people that claim they've existed.
What was your next incredulous question? But have you ever seen them swimming upstream?
They're just trying to be difficult, you know? They're just trying to be... Man, do you want to talk about, like, ghosts or anything?
Y'all should go to go to Country Cat for breakfast tomorrow.
Is it haunted?
It's on...
By the ghost of a million dead Jews?
It's on 81st and Stark, so I don't know if they were Jewish, but people have definitely been shot in the vicinity of that restaurant.
Is that the rough neighborhood here?
Not recent.
Is there
nobody,
not?
Nobody ever wants to celebrate gentrification when the violence numbers goes down.
Also, white people don't go far enough.
Gentrification's terrible.
North.
Nobody's been murdered here in the last 6 weeks.
It's Rockwoods.
It's Gresham, though. That's my side of town.
Yeah, I'm just going to make blanket statements. You're going to back me up with the local information.
I want an authentic Portland experience. What would I do? What's that? Southern food?
We're gonna have a stripper give you a lap dance and take all the t-shirt money out of your pocket.
That's an authentic Portland experience.
What's that?
No, you know what? I'm just gonna support you because no one supported you last time you spoke up. Yeah.
Well, okay. You know what? Nobody can hear you through the for the audio version of this podcast. It's just us going, oh yeah? Well, fuck your idea. What else? Kiss my ass about it.
What do you want to talk about, Kyle? You want to talk about Shanghai tunnels?
Don't ask me, man. I'm not.
D.B. Cooper?
Adam. You
Adam,
here.
Tell us some creepy Portland
you got
shit.
History. You got it.
I actually just found it's the only local ghost story I know because I actually did a friend's podcast. I hope you don't mind me shouting out, but it's called Laughing in the Dark. And my homegirl, she takes local Portland comics and she takes us to haunted places.
Why didn't we know about this before we got here? It's called Laughing in the Dark?
Yeah.
That's better than this shit.
Yeah.
Which, that's a statement that can be made about every single other podcast.
I mean, in defense of your podcast, you didn't give me 7 tall boys. So, like, this one's far superior.
We didn't give you to them. You just took them out of the fridge.
That's right.
By the way, here, have this.
I actually took...
You just drank our rider. But if it fits your narrative, proceed. Go on. Who else has this better
podcast? Hey, Kyle,
cheers.
Give it back.
Yeah, cheers. I wish I could have another shot to give. I felt real bad about taking
you
that
shouldn't
shot.
You shouldn't feel bad. It was free booze.
You held it. You just held it to me.
I did not. I had the bend in the arm.
Your native language sounds like mumbling. I just took the drink out of here.
Most native languages do. I'm half white. He's correct. Fuck that. Don't get delicate on us right now. Whose America do you think you're living in?
You gotta throw some consonants in there if you want me to take you seriously. It can't just be all vowels. It sounds like your teeth fell out. Come on, man. Throw a fucking hard C in there once in a while. Be like, oh, there you go. Okay. It looks like we're splitting the bill.
You're asking for extra letters a lot for a guy with 4 entire different letters in all of his name. Kyle Kinane.
My middle name is Christian.
Oh.
With a C.
So all the right, ghost story that I know about Portland, it's from the campus of Lewis and Clark College. Okay. Rob her after the show. That's who has money. That's a rich-ass fucking school. It's old as shit. There were these two families that have properties on the land. There's the Frank House and there's the Corbett House. And the Franks are a Jewish family. The Corbett's a Presbyterian. Not important to the story, but just in the Wikipedia article that is read to me.
We've already taken sides.
Every week, this dude stands in front of the Frank House. He's like, have you ever seen salmon on a bagel? I feel like such a traitor clowning a dude who I can share clothes with. Like, I hate giving shit to other big dudes. One of you skinny people go sit in his chair and say the same dumb shit that he's been saying so I can be more... I'm supposed to have big man solidarity.
Yeah, it's all membership.
Now he just heckled.
So the Frank family, they had a son, the Corbett family, they all had like multiple children. The story is just about these two members of the family. The daughter of the Corbett family, the youngest daughter, I believe her birth name was Hannah, but she went by Sunny because white people don't know how to do nicknames. Sunny Corbett fell in love with a member of the Frank family, and they were betrothed, which is what they called it in however long ago
betrothed.
It was. Betrothed. To be married. But then the Frank boy went off to war, and he got killed in one of the wars that Germans kill people in.
Like most of them in the 20th century.
Yeah. So, like, definitely killed by Germans, just, like, throw a dart at all the German wars. And it was one of those.
The irony of a Frank dying in a German war.
Huh?
To the audience, only the audio only, shimmying. I'm proud of it myself.
A kosher Frank at that.
Get out of here!
Third place, 2016. So, what it was... So the grief, she was about 20 years old at the time, Sunny Corbett was. The grief from losing her fiancé in the war, she went into a deep depression, and as was the practice back then, when healthcare was like super good like it is now, they just sent her to an institution. Yeah. They just locked her crazy ass away. So she went crazy in her 20s. She died at the age of 70 in a infirmary in Virginia, I believe. It was on the East Coast.
50 years of being sad?
Yeah.
You could get over it.
Yeah,
pull like we all got sad in our 20s.
50 years, damn.
All right, whatever. Somebody take issue with it later, I guess.
No, seriously, if you're in this room and you're depressed, just pull it together. And that's Kyle Kinane's message for the night. Just...
No, man, I'm not saying just pull it together, but in 50 years, yeah.
So just inch it together, 1 year
half
at a time.
Half a century! You can put it together.
So suddenly,
you're in an institution you're 23, and at 28 you're in an institution. Like, oh man, this place sucks. Maybe I'm over my things. I would like to not be in here anymore. But 50 years in there, I like this institution.
By the way, this is Kyle Kinane speaking, whose depression has been documented on multiple albums over the last decade and a half.
I got the blues, I ain't got I got songwriter's depression. It's not real.
And he's going to come out of it by 50. So lighten up, you fucking weak hearts.
Where's your beard go?
Hey.
Yeah, this is what happened. This is what happened.
I'm just listening to the ghost story.
Oh.
Anyway, what happened to the lady that was sad for 50 years? Because one dude died.
So on year 50, she stopped being sad. Because she died. And then... they took her from the infirmary on the East Coast and they buried her here in Portland. And so the Corbett House and the Frank House are both about, I'd say, about 20 city blocks apart from each other. But on the Lewis and Clark College campus. And if you go to the Corbett House is completely shut down. It's a huge, like, old-school mansion. And they tried to make classrooms out of it. They tried to make it an administrative building, but it never took because, one, things just kept breaking in the place for no reason, and two, people suspected it was haunted. And so these students, four students stayed in there overnight, two males, two females, and what's important about the female's description is one of them was blonde. And that's just for me. No, I'm just playing. It's important to the story. It's important
and
to the story.
And they all fucked, but it was kind of weird.
I like redheads anyway. So one of them was blonde, and so all four students stayed the night. Here's the thing. So the house had an alarm on it when they stayed there, so they had to shut off the alarm for the house. And so they had it set up so that they would have to call security, so they would lock them in to make the alarm turn back on. Otherwise, the whole night when they were staying in the house, the alarm would just go off all over campus. And so they shut them in the house, and they locked the house so the alarm would turn on. And they had a phone to contact. Also, this isn't, like, modern or anything. So they had a phone, like a rotary phone.
What year was this? When was this going down?
Oh, I don't know the year. This is off... It's all secondhand information, by the way. This might have never happened.
Yeah, no shit.
Honestly, the name of this podcast should be called Secondhand Information. So don't even worry about it. Keep plowing through.
So,
the fact that you couldn't figure out how to repurpose an old school building that might be haunted into a successful business is the most cryptic part of this whole story in Portland. It used to be a thing that was creepy. And then they just couldn't make it work. Are you shitting me? We're in an old school right now.
Well, that's how old Portland it was. It was like old, original, actually openly racist Portland. Not modern day pretending not to be racist Portland. What's up, audience? I know.
Well, they couldn't make a brick building just become something fun?
Well, the reason they shut it off to... everyone. No one's allowed in it these days because when those four kids were staying in it overnight, after a couple of hours, one of the girls, they were just hanging out in the main room. There was a piano in the room, and one of the girls thought she felt something pulling on her hair, and she turned to her friend. The blonde turned to the brunette friend and said, "Stop messing with my hair." And they were both like, "It was awesome. It's totally awesome, bro." No.
So what happened? Something felt her hair being
She
pulled.
Turned to her friend and she said, "Stop messing with my hair." And then they both saw that her hair was being held up in midair by what appeared to be nothing. Like she had a pigtail. She was wearing two pigtails.
Yeah.
And it was just being held up in midair by nothing. So they both freaked out. And then they all huddled around the piano. The piano started playing itself. And also... in all the rooms surrounding them, they just heard things being thrown around and a bunch of crashing noises. And someone belched. It was poor timing. And they didn't excuse themselves, which was rude as shit. What the fuck is going... You said sorry. You didn't say excuse me.
Okay,
That was out of you?
God, that was a lumberjack burp.
That was a lady.
Oh, my bad. I was just trying to fuck with Hat Dude again as a way of flirting with him. I was trying to nag you, bro. I really want to fuck you tonight. But
hold on. You're in the zone. Hold on, Adam.
Let him finish the goddamn story.
You're in the zone, but you got people huddling around a piano that's playing itself.
The piano's playing
someone
itself.
Someone else's hair is being held up.
Well, the hair's been dropped at this point, but every other room, every room around them, above them, and to the sides of them, they hear crashing sounds. And so I don't know what that noise. What are you saying specifically?
There's shitheads here. We're at the late show.
I know, but I just like.
You know, like semen.
Well,
no. No one riff on it. Just let him sit in it for a minute. Let him learn.
What it is? All right. What it is?
So
is that you're describing the only scary place in Portland that hasn't been repurposed as a bicycle shop.
You know what's weird enough? I'm surprised there's no ghost stories about this place.
That's what I'm saying. You're describing a building that, like, nobody's in that building right now.
No one's.
Nobody's in
that building.
That building's alone right now?
Yeah.
Like, we could all, tonight, go there.
Yeah, they let us walk to it. So, yeah, when I did my friend's podcast, no one stopped us on campus. We just walked up to this abandoned fucking building. It's not, like, dilapidated. And they have functions on the back of it, because we went back there and there were tables. Backyard's beautiful, by the way.
It's still a real
side
building.
Of a hill.
It's just a B&E job if we go check it out.
The alarm will go off. We got a minute. And with an army this big, who's going to stop us? Let's fucking go. Lewis and Clark College tonight, let's guys.
If it's Lewis and Clark, we're explorers. How could they shut us down for wanting to explore a building on the campus?
Let's manifest our own destiny.
Ooh! Wow.
And there's enough white people in here to keep with the spirit of that in the first place. So let's go. Let's do it.
They can't stop us all, or won't.
So they called the security guards on the phone. They're hanging out by the piano that played itself. And there's all this crashing sounds coming from the entire house around them. And the minute the security guards unlock and open the door, everything just ceases.
All right.
And then, so they shut it down for good over the years because they tried to have people tour through it. And they noticed, so Sunny Corbett, in her 20s, when she lost her mind.
Hannah was Sunny Corbett.
Yeah, Hannah. Hannah, open quotation, Sunny, close quotation, Corbett. Real middle name, Christian.
I'm right here, dog. I'm with Jesus. Whether I like it or not.
When she lost her mind, she was a young girl in her 20s with blonde hair. And they noticed in the tours, everyone that would get freaked out, or like people would feel someone pushing against them, or would feel something latch onto them, but not actually see anything for the weight that they're carrying. It was always a young blonde girl in her 20s. And so to this day, Corbett Mansion is on the Lewis and Clark property. If you pull up the map on Google Maps, or yeah, if you just Google Lewis and Clark College.
You Google, I want a hot blonde chick in her 20s.
That's the root of every problem.
Grab onto my body.
Or an old crazy chick
but
from an infirmary
free,
that
blame
thinks
free.
She's 20 years old.
Consequence free. I want a blonde chick to just like grab at me. Corbett Mansion.
Corbett Mansion.
Her name's Hannah sometimes. That's what's going on? Is that this gal who just grab you?
She only grabs other blonde chicks. That's why they stopped touring the mansion. Is because whenever there'd be a blonde girl, they'd have some sort of crazy experience, and it was always a 20-something
blonde. Man, blonde girls having crazy experiences.
Blondes have more fun. Am I right, guys? Am I right? Yeah, you're correct.
How'd that one fail in Portland? There's no real blonde women here.
I'm actually more doubtful of the brunettes.
I'm all right with how weird this got right now.
It's been weird from the start.
Yeah, well, normally I'd rely on Dave, but fucking he's... How's your tape?
Fucking what? I'm listening to a story.
Well, you could have looked at the computer that was supposed to be on that table.
Hey, it's down here. I wanted to talk about D.B. Cooper. I think he is.
Well, all right. Listen, if we all go to the place and we have no blonde ladies with us, no, not trying to be exclusionary, but blonde chicks, take a hike. We'll go there and get a real ground source. Can we just walk onto campus tonight?
I think if we two at a time, and I don't think if we bring
two
this
at a
mass,
time. There's like at least 14 people here.
If we,
that would take all of 45 minutes.
As protest happy as this city is, if we all walk anywhere at once, if we go to a bar down the block at once, the cops will show up.
All right. Well, then maybe I got busted for going to a haunted place. And then the cops busted us for being in there. But then as they busted us to take us out, like, did you guys at least make it into the boiler room? That's the most haunted part. Like, no. Can you show it to us? Like, nah, sorry. You're just getting busted right now. Like, God damn it. The cops were even like, you guys didn't see the scariest part? Oh, you fucked up.
Was that the Nestle factory? What was that?
No, the Ovaltine factory.
Ovaltine factory.
Villa Park, Illinois was the most haunted.
Kyle thinks all chocolate is haunted.
Listen, man, you don't know my history, Adam. And I know it's very weird that the scariest place in the DuPage County area was the abandoned Ovaltine factory. And it was powdered chocolate. So it was still kind of white in the first place.
They still make Ovaltine?
I don't know.
I don't drink enough chocolate milk.
You really?
It's something I got to work on.
By the way, the abandoned Ovaltine factory has a bunch of vowels in it, just to point out what you were complaining about earlier.
All right, now I hit a B, I hit a D, I hit a V, which is crucial, T, and... L. L's kind of a loose one.
Let's talk about Shanghai tunnels. Can you still get in there?
Nobody cares.
It's what? It's lame. It's underground tunnels that they kidnap people in. What's lame about that? Huh.
Can't believe all those people from Shanghai had to just run away.
I like the Shanghai tunnels because I support anything that led to white slavery back in the day.
They kidnap you, make you a sailor. That sounds like a fantasy camp. I'll go be a goddamn sailor.
Gotta learn how to hoist a barge. Oh, I'll do it. Dave, what do you want to do with your life right now? Do you want to be kidnapped and be made a sailor? Because we're in a city for it. And I can give anybody here $50 to at least give you that weird thing.
I mean, it'd be a nice change of pace.
Do you want to be a sailor, or do you want to put a blonde wig on and go to Corbett House with me right now?
That's what we need. That's a good call, Adam. Dave, you want to be the ghost bait we need?
I'll go. I'll be the ghost bait.
Why not? Can you just daint it up a little bit? Go in there, blonde wig.
Uh-huh.
Just
pretty lady coming through.
Let's go with no vocals on it. Let's go with no speech.
I'm an average looking dude, but I'd be a pretty hot lady.
I think you pull it off. You got a lot of charisma.
If you're really into, you know,
I think we could pull Sonny if you go stomping through like I miss my Jewish fiance.
Hey, I'm Cheryl. Boo.
I'm going to disagree with both of you guys on how Dave would be a pretty lady.
Yeah, you know, if you like them big gals, you know, I'd be, why is a heavy girl thick, but I'm just a fat ass?
You speak for yourself. I'm quite thick.
Yeah. Thick, thick without a K.
Two
C's. Yeah, multiple C's. Yeah.
Well, this show went to shit.
Yeah. What else is weird about Portland? This is only my second time here. I don't know anything about Portland.
We keep forcing the idea that we're about the supernatural, Dave, but we're not.
Well, I'm interested in all that weird shit.
Am I allowed to pee?
We never get around to talking
podcast?
About it.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to go pee real quick, you guys.
All right. Adam's going to go pee, everybody.
Yeah, someone sit in for me.
We might just end it while you're gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost time to land this boat. That didn't make sense.
Well, that was Adam Posse, everybody.
Give it up for Adam. God damn, he just crushed both these tall boys.
Oh, you drunk two big ones.
Let's get...
Oh, yeah, you got to go pee. Bring a couple back, then.
What's the big-ass mountain we can see from here?
Dave, don't just ask about
I'm interested in Portland.
From the car.
I'm interested in Portland.
What was the train that I saw from the car? What's a mountain I saw from the car?
I just assumed that the show didn't do the city justice, so I want to know the real Portland.
The show doesn't do anybody or anything justice.
Yeah.
The show lessens our value as human beings.
No, I'm talking about the show, Portlandia. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant us.
No, well, of course we didn't do it justice. I just feel like that's not a good representation of the city, and I want to know the real Portland, guys. Excuse me.
It's
you guys don't seem enthused about your own city.
The city is just you, but also you make clarinets out of recycled materials.
Yeah. There's not as much flannel as I thought there would be. Maybe that fad has passed.
You're burying us. You're going to bury us, right?
Not enough mason jars.
Dave hasn't been here in 4 years. He doesn't know.
You know, I was hearing this mystique about Portland.
There's no mystique. It's this. It's
this is it?
Everybody's cool, and it's hit critical mass.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to, I swear to God, St. Petersburg, Florida. That's the next spot. Everybody, because eventually everybody's going to be fucking sick of the fucking rainforest. They'll be like, you know what's also cool in addition to just doing whatever we want? The beach. And they're going to St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm buying property there right now. I swear to God. Everybody's going to get burnt out of winters and be like, we could just be hip, but also like really enjoy fucking November through April. We could still do that and still be cool people. Guess what? Cool people wear shorts. Cool people wear fucking cargo shorts. There's an anti-sentiment about cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if I'm going to wear short pants, I got to put stuff somewhere. And I know the obvious argument is like, yeah, but your regular pants don't have those pockets in them. But the regular pants, if I'm already wearing long pants, I probably got a jacket on anyway. But if I'm wearing shorts, I'm stripped down to my bare essentials, and I want some side pockets, and people shit all over cargo shorts, but then fanny packs are cool. Get the fuck out of here that I'm supposed to wear regular shorts, but then have a fanny pack, but I can't wear cargo shorts with big old baggy pockets on the side. But a fanny pack's all right? Get the fuck out of here with that. And I'm sorry if I got belligerent, and none of this has to do with anything else, Dave.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking my mind.
I don't know how we got here.
This is a late show, and none of this is going to make it to an actual recording anyway. So whatever. Dave, you were wearing cargo shorts in the Volkswagen Beetle today.
I know. I wasn't objecting to your rant.
Yeah, I don't know where I got to.
Yeah, it's okay. You just
Adam,
calm down.
Yes or no, cargo shorts.
Of course.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Where did they film the Goonies?
Astoria.
Is that close by?
No.
They got a museum? Can I tell you a little secret? Chunk? Remember Chunk? No, that's who's the other guy? No,
Sloth.
That's Sloth. Chunk? Truffle Shuffle? That's Kyle's attorney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's my entertainment lawyer.
He's all sexy now, too.
Yeah, how about that?
He's a sweetheart.
He's all grown up and everything. He's still not a little boy or anything.
No, Chunk's like
crazy
sexy.
That'd be funny if he was still 8 years old.
So, like, just heads up. All fat dudes turn into a butterfly eventually. So, buy low, ladies.
If we had tomorrow off, what should we do in Portland? That's all I want to fucking know is just where the cool shit's at. Who? Is that what it sounds like? That sounds a little boring. Hey, look
Dave,
at these
we got a 7-hour drive.
I was just saying hypothetically.
Just get some for you.
You guys are... Nobody here works for the Chamber of Commerce. You guys are not selling your
city. I want to watch Dave try to land this one.
Does the gong say it?
All right, we'll just go to a strip club. Is that arcade still here? All right, we'll just... All this shit, and I'm just going to go to your fucking arcade. I tried, goddammit. All right.
Come on, Dave, wrap it up.
Well, if I had the recorder, I would just hit the button right now, like you do.
So somebody else can hit it.
Just hit the button. Guys, seriously, thank you for coming out. That is the Boogie Monster. Give it up for our special guest, Adam Posse. It's a beautiful man. That's Kyle Kinane.
Have a lovely evening, everybody. Thank you very much.
Dave. We have T-shirts for sale, but only 3X and 4X. That's all we have.
You guys got 4X shirts?
We have 4X shirts.
No.
So, yeah.
I'm going to be buying all the 4X shirts.
All the
other fat dudes, go fuck yourselves.
So...
We surprisingly sold out of the reasonably sized. Dave orders the shirts. He's like, I got a bunch of 4X and 3X. That's who's going to want them.
I got a few. I'm not going to discriminate against my big brothers. They scooped them up.
Buy the 4X and then wear it like a flying squirrel. Yeah,
cut it in half, and now you got two.
Just drift from rooftop to rooftop with it.
Guys, thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening to the Boogie Monster. Yeah. Holler at your boys.
Godspeed, vaya con Dios, everybody. Cheers.
The Boogie Monster.